Cambridge International Examinations. International General Certificate of Secondary Education. November Examination Series 2015. English as a Second Language. Core Tier. Listening Comprehension. Welcome to the exam. In a moment, your teacher is going to give out the question papers. When you get your paper, fill in your name, centre number and candidate number on the front page. Do not talk to anyone during the exam. If you would like the recording to be louder or quieter, tell your teacher now. The recording will not be stopped while you are doing the exam. Teacher, please give out the question papers, and when all the candidates are ready to start the test, please turn the recording back on. Now you're all ready, here is the exam. Questions 1 to 4. You will hear 4 short recordings. Answer each question on the line provided. Write no more than 3 words for each detail. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. A. Who did Tom meet last night? B. Where did they go?
Tom, did you enjoy the film last night?
I didn't actually go to the cinema. My sister suggested seeing the film together at the weekend.
So did you just stay in then?
I decided to go to the gym, but I was on the way there when my cousin called. Do you remember you met her last summer?
Oh, yes. She was nice.
Well, she had a spare ticket for a concert, so I went along to that with her. It was brilliant.
Tom, did you enjoy the film last night?
I didn't actually go to the cinema. My sister suggested seeing the film together at the weekend.
So did you just stay in then?
I decided to go to the gym, but I was on the way there when my cousin called. Do you remember you met her last summer?
Oh, yes. She was nice.
Well, she had a spare ticket for a concert, so I went along to that with her. It was brilliant.
Question 2. A. Where does the conversation take place? B. What does the woman decide to have?
Have you decided what you want to eat?
What's today's special?
It's fish and chips.
That sounds nice. What do you think?
Well, I love fish and chips, but I had it last night. I think I'll have the chicken salad.
The lamb curry's tempting. Or the prawn salad, perhaps? No, I'll go for the same as you. I've had it here before and it's delicious.
Have you decided what you want to eat?
What's today's special?
It's fish and chips.
That sounds nice. What do you think?
Well, I love fish and chips, but I had it last night. I think I'll have the chicken salad.
The lamb curry's tempting. Or the prawn salad, perhaps? No, I'll go for the same as you. I've had it here before and it's delicious.
Question 3. A. Which university department would like to have more women students? B. Who has advised the university on attracting more female students?
We as a university are proud that we have many female students in departments that are largely male in other universities. Over 1/3 of our engineering students are women, for example. But although roughly half of the students doing medicine and dentistry here are women, the numbers studying architecture are relatively low, at only 5%. and we're keen to improve matters. We've made a start on that by talking to head teachers, and that's already given us some useful ideas. We're now going to ask school leavers to fill in a questionnaire, and we've also planned a series of interviews with our current female students. We as a university are proud that we have many female students in departments that are largely male in other universities. Over one-third of our engineering students are women, for example. But although roughly half of the students doing medicine and dentistry here are women, the numbers studying architecture are relatively low, at only 5%, and we're keen to improve matters. We've made a start on that by talking to head teachers, and that's already given us some useful ideas. We're now going to ask school leavers to fill in a questionnaire, and we've also planned a series of interviews with our current female students.
Question 4. A. What is the hotel next to? B. Which new activity will be available for hotel guests next year?
In this program, we are going to tell listeners about a number of places which offer opportunities for weekend breaks. The first one is the Rainbow Hotel. This is in a lovely part of Switzerland. Although it's some distance from the mountains, it has a beautiful location overlooking a lake and is the ideal place for anyone who's eager for a weekend's escape from the hustle and bustle of the city. It offers guests a number of activities, from cycling and quad biking to sailing and swimming. This year, pony trekking has proved to be a popular addition to what's on offer, and windsurfing is going to be introduced next June. In this program, we are going to tell listeners about a number of places which offer opportunities for weekend breaks. The first one is the Rainbow Hotel. This is in a lovely part of Switzerland. Although it's some distance from the mountains, it has a beautiful location overlooking a lake and is the ideal place for anyone who's eager for a weekend's escape from the hustle and bustle of the city. It offers guests a number of activities, from cycling and quad biking to sailing and swimming. This year, pony trekking has proved to be a popular addition to what's on offer, and windsurfing is going to be introduced next June.
That is the end of the 4 short recordings. In a moment, you will hear question 5. Now look at the questions for this part of the exam. Question 5. You will hear a talk about an Italian wood sculptor called Aldo De Luca. Listen to the talk and complete the details below. Write 1 or 2 words only in each gap. You will hear the talk twice.
I'm here today to tell you a little about an extraordinary Italian sculptor called Aldo De Luca. I discovered him quite by chance. I'd gone to Italy to spend some time in